T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Quotes rolling in here on Penguins clean out the locker day. Didn't think it would come to this. Up 3-1 in the series. Looked like the Rangers had quit in game 4. Their coach ripped them. Looks like they were ready to go out very quietly in game 5. And then Jacob Trouba happened. And then everything changed. So here we are. It's locker clean out day. Evgeny Malkin saying he wants to play 3 or 4 more years, but he knows it's a business. Saying money's not that important, but he wants to secure the future for his family back home in Russia. So money is a big deal for him and for everybody else. With all of this and more in mind, let's bring on Scott Burnside, who has been covering this sport for a long, long time and covering it very well. Scott, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
I've got no complaints today. Thanks for having me aboard.
Scott's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So let's start with this. The big questions here moving forward are Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, and even Brian Rust is a huge deal here. Should the Penguins be interested in keeping these guys? And if not, which one would command, do you think, the most interest on the open market, Scott?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been talking about this all year, right? I mean, everyone knew that this moment was coming. I don't think anyone thought it would come quite this quickly after they got up 3-1 against the Rangers, of course. But, you know, the idea of what Ron Hextall was going to do, especially with the change in ownership early in this calendar year, with core members. And even though we always put Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin in a separate category, and that, which is understandable, but Brian Rust has been an important part of this team for a long time as well. And there are all kinds of moving parts when you go to consider, well, what makes most sense for this franchise moving forward? And it can't just be about what makes most sense in 22, 23, but what makes most sense in the next 3 or 4 years, because this is a business that you have to plan for the future. And the Penguins have been a team, you know, it's amazing when you think about it, and you go to the playoffs 16 straight times and you defy the odds by continuing to go for it year after year after year. It's hard to draft and develop that way. You have to be very lucky, frankly, when you move as many assets out as the Penguins have over the years in order to continue to have a playoff team and a team that can win, you know, that is built around the superstar core that's been there for, you know, for this whole length of time. It's hard to say, well, we could, you know, let's retool or let's get younger. I mean, you really have to take a pretty dramatic pivot if you're going to go that way. And maybe we're at that point now, right? Maybe we're at that point now where Ron Hextall and Brian Burke and the new ownership group sit down and say, you know what, even at a reduced rate on a short term for Evgeny Malkin and for Chris Letang or one of those two players, we really need to move on. And we really need to, open up some roster space to some younger players or whatever you decide you're going to do. So those are the critical questions that the team has to answer. And then, you know, if you decide, well, you know, if we had Chris Letang and or Evgeny Malkin on a, you know, the home team friendly short term deal, what does that even look like? Like, what's the number that makes sense, right?
Let me give you one, Scott. Let me give you one for Gino. And I think Letang's going to get a raise on 7.5. Let me give you a number for Gino. 3 years, $20 million.
All right. Well, that's okay. 3 years, $20 million for a guy at 35 years of age who has consistently struggled with his durability. To me, that makes no sense. I don't see how you can justify that kind of deal given the recent history for this player. And this is, it's not about Evgeny Malkin, whether he is going to the Hall of Fame. But if you make that commitment, I fail to see how this team can move forward. And I don't know whether Chris Letang is going to be due a raise at 725. He's 35 years old. That becomes a problem for whoever signs him, given the potential cap punishment for the 35 and over deal. So, you know, you have to – these are hard, hard decisions. And Chris Letang was excellent, and he may be excellent for the next 2 or 3 years. But can you afford to pay? And let's just say you bump them up. Let's say $8 million. I think that's too much. But let's say $8 million for the next 3 years. Again, I don't see how you can do either of those contracts, and I certainly don't see how you could do both of them moving forward. And then you've got Brian Rust, who, frankly, at this stage, may be the most valuable of all three of those players moving forward, right? I mean, Brian Rust is 30 years old. So, again, these are the decisions that you have to make. And I think you have to be very candid, too, about, well, even if, you know, if you bring back whatever group, number of that group, are you, you know, where are you at vis-a-vis being a Stanley Cup contender? You haven't won a playoff round since 18. Once again, I felt this is a Pittsburgh team that was a better team for most of a 7-game series. And until an ill-advised penalty in overtime, you know, it was a series there for the taking, but they could not close the deal. And I think that, again, I think all of this history, and especially what happened in this series, well, you have to ask yourself some really hard questions about what is the direction. And I'm curious to see what ownership ultimately says, because they have no emotional tie to this team, right? They just bought it. It's an asset. And they don't have the emotional tie that Ron Burkle and Mary Lemieux and the previous ownership and coaching, all those that group has to the group. And I think that's a really important part of this, because the time really is to take emotion out of it. And that, I suspect, will mean for very difficult decisions moving forward, because given the cap situation and the way this roster is constructed, it's hard to imagine either Letang or Crosby coming back on the kind of deal you're talking about. And certainly I find it hard to imagine that both of them could come back given that kind of salary structure.
All right, Scott, you laid out a lot of very difficult decisions. How much faith should we have in Ron Hextall? I'm not even sure what Brian Burke does. He seems to be, you know, he goes to all the league meetings and everything else. How much faith should we have in those guys if they indeed are brought back, because it's a new ownership? We don't know for sure that they're going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if there's any kind of movement by ownership at that level. I mean, this is, again, if an ownership can do what they want, right? That's the beauty of being an owner. You can change managers and coaches as often as you like. I think it's generally accepted you can't have an impact as a management team in 3 years at the very, very minimum. And we see teams that continue to struggle. There are teams that swap out managers every 3 or 4 years. I think of the Buffalo Sabres, and you think of other teams that have struggled. Listen, you need continuity. I think Ron Hextall is one of the smartest guys in the game. I think that there has to be time and patience for a plan he wants to put into place. But the plan has to be clearly identified, right? I mean, the plan under Ron Hextall has been the old plan, which is go for it. You know, you bring in Ricard Raquel. You know, unfortunate that the injuries stunted his ability to have an impact in this series. He's a very good player. I think that Ron Hextall has done a nice job. Is that Jeff Carter has been a nice ad, and he's, I think, has fit in nicely with what the immediate goals of this team were. But he needs to have time to draft and develop and try and identify younger players if that's the direction they're going to go. I don't understand why there would be any hesitation about keeping Ron Hextall right now. This is not, none of what exists here is really on him. He needs to be given a clear mandate moving forward, and I trust that he would be able to put it into place, because I believe he's that kind of, he has that kind of hockey acumen and that kind of hockey mind.
Scott Burnside, been covering the NHL for many years and doing it very well. Let me ask you this, Scott. It sounds like you're not optimistic, and I don't think a lot of people are, that they're going to keep the band together here. So let's say they free up a ton of money. Just Malkin and Letang would be $17 million off the books, which theoretically puts the Penguins in play for anybody, up to and including Johnny Gaudreau if he's out there. But let's talk maybe a little more realistic. What about Trocheck? Would he be a player that the Penguins, that would fit well here, that would give them what they need? What about a guy like Philip Forsberg? What's his deal?
Yeah, I mean, and I think you're absolutely right. Because, again, you have to take the emotion out of it. And if you do look at the dollars and cents of it, if Letang and Malkin go elsewhere, you do have some money to play with. And there are free agents available that might make a nice fit here. You know, I'm curious to see, for instance, what does Winnipeg do with Mark Scheifele? It seems like the team and the player probably need to move on from that relationship in Winnipeg. Is he a player that might fit? Vincent Trocheck is an interesting player. I spent a lot of time in Carolina this season. He's got all kinds of tools, plays with a nice little bit of a bite. Obviously, a connection to the community would be interesting. Again, I think it's about, finding pieces that fit economically, obviously, but also, the plan can't just be for 12 months. So I think that's part of it, too, is Vincent Trocheck, someone you could tie your horse to for 3 or 4 years or 4 or 5 years at the right number. Sure, I think so. Johnny Gaudreau is interesting. I think the number would be probably too high given his season, and certainly he's played well, performed in the playoffs, which has been a big question mark about him over the years. And I think you have to look at some of the teams. Philip Forsberg is another guy. Now, at 27 years old, are you getting all that much younger if you're bringing in free agents like that? Certainly, he's got lots of good years left in him. But, maybe you need to be looking at, a player like Kevin Fiala, who's 25, he's an RFA. Minnesota is going to be an absolute cap hell, given the buyouts of Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. So there are going to be players who may need to move on because of other teams' cap issues. And if the Penguins do move on from Malkin and Chris Letang, maybe those are the kinds of players that you can step into and make yourself better, not just in the short term, but also players that could, provide a sort of second wave, beyond Malkin, Crosby, Letang sort of thing.
All right, Scott, we kind of feel like the Penguins would have beat the Rangers with better goaltending, could have beat the Islanders last year with better goaltending. Tristan Jarry came back after his playoff flop last year, played really well. Do you see him as a number one guy going forward? He's got 1 year left on his deal. Do you go for him as your number one guy?
I feel so badly for Tristan Jarry and frankly for the Penguins because I think part of what was going to be so fascinating about this playoff run was whether Tristan Jarry could build off of an exemplary season for him. The injuries, it didn't turn out that way for him. And again, Casey DeSmith, who was, I thought had really rounded into shape down the stretch and had stepped into that starter's role. And really, I think had he stayed healthy, given the Penguins an excellent chance to close out the Rangers. So, bad luck, no puck luck when it comes to goaltending. That seems to be the deal for the Penguins right now. But again, Tristan Jarry, 27, and you do have to ask yourself that question. Is he our guy? Because he's going into a contract year. Are you looking at extending him and you're sort of putting your chips behind him moving forward? You have to find depth goaltending now. Maybe it's Casey DeSmith, although at 30 years old and a UFA, do you need to find someone else? Do you need to find a younger goaltender? Is there someone within your system that you can move into a position to learn the position and ultimately perhaps be your franchise goaltender? It's very rare that teams win Stanley Cups without homegrown goaltending. It just almost never happens. So that's something that I'm sure would be, at or near the top of the list for Ron Hextall, not just, okay, what happens beyond next year for Tristan Jarry, but what is our goaltending plan in Pittsburgh? Because terrible luck with injuries, but the bottom line is, unless you have good goaltending in-house, it's very, very difficult to win a Stanley Cup.
Scott, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Yep, anytime.
Scott Burnside. Hopefully we can talk to him again before the playoffs are done. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Waiting to see if Mike Sullivan talks before the end of our show today.
I'm hoping.
Evgeny Malkin was asked if it's true that he got an offer to play in Russia, in Magnitogorsk, his hometown. Is that true?
Isn't that Yager's team?
I don't know.
Isn't Yager from there?
No, Yager's from the Czech Republic.
Okay. I'm confused, I guess. I'm always confused.
I don't remember what the name. Kladno is his
Kladno,
hometown.
Kladno, that's it. That's it.
You're worse than me, Ron. I get confused between Kladno and Magnitogorsk.
I'm off.
Maddie, what do we make of this?
Burnside made it very clear, though. He's not in favor of necessarily keeping the group together, is he?
No. I don't think there's a lot of people who aren't.
I think it's really a split issue. I think people want it one way and want it the other way.
I don't think it's necessarily possible to keep the group together because Letang's going to want a raise. He's going to want a lot of money.
He's going to want
And Rust is going to want money if you include him as part of I think you kind of have to include Rust
you
as
do,
part of the gang.
He's played in the top line with Sid. Absolutely.
And he scored, you could argue, their biggest goals when they won the cup.
That's ancient history, though, now.
Yeah, but if we're talking who's actually part of the core.
He's definitely part of the core.
Yeah, but he's not the big three.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you with my Yager stupid question. Is that a tease or what?
I wouldn't call it a stupid question, Ron. I would call it being confused on two hometowns. Happened to the best of us. Maddie gets confused between Pitcairn and McCandless. Did you hear about that?
I did not. What did he answer to the damn question?
I don't know. I was in the middle of a tease when you piped up. I don't remember.
That's what I said. I screwed it. You said he screwed it up.
This is where we get in the 1 o'clock hour, Maddie. If you're not
familiar
with this,
jumbled mess at this
you
point.
Said
yeah,
he
it's
was.
Just a, I don't know. I don't know.
You said he was asked if he was offered a deal to play in his hometown, and I was curious what his response was.
Yes,
or is that your tease?
That's my classic radio tease.
There you go.
The tease.
We'll have plenty of other Evgeny Malkin.
What's that
as well.
Gesture for, Ron?
Shoot myself for being stupid.
You punish yourself too hard for things. It's a very small deal, Ron. Very small.
All right, but I interrupted your tease.
You did interrupt my tease. I will admit that. Malkin said that a Russian newspaper reported that I've been offered a contract back home. Is that true, Ron? I'll tell you what he said next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.